Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. I am so excited about today. It is such an amazing day, and we are definitely going to go into the conclusion of our topic of identity theft. This topic has just been so amazing, and how the Lord has just totally blown a brand new wind on us on how to make sure that we notice when the enemy is in the camp. And when he is stirring things up and trying to actually come and convince us to give him our identity, even though he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we're talking about the theft portion of this amazing time and how we know that we know. So we want to encourage America. So good morning, America. Welcome to our morning show here at the Mansions, Morning at the Mansions. And I am Marlo Mosey, your morning host, and you guys know that I am here with my behind-the-scenes amazing co-host, Anthony Michelle. So good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
And good morning, world. So we're just so excited about this amazing day. We are definitely in the month of September, and we know that we're flowing into the next season, okay, of fall, the last quarter of the year, and we're still definitely in the year of Jubilee, and we want everyone to definitely be mindful that this is our year as the people of God, that the year of recompense, okay, that things will be restored to us, everything that the enemy tried to steal, especially our identity. Because when we don't know who we are, that is such a struggle of being able to elevate to that next place where the Lord is taking you. So, you know, you guys know that it is just our time. It's our season, and that's what we're here for at the Mansion on Park Row, is to encourage everyone and just to blow the trumpet, sound the horn, and definitely blow the wind on this amazing time. So I'm just so excited about today. I believe it's going to be kind of warm today. I kind of thought the rain was coming, but either way, it's whatever God say, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to enjoy it, you know. So I'm just really, really excited, and I just hope and pray that you guys will be able to tune in today. Have an incredible time listening in, so feel free to call in callers at our call-in number at 646-668-2247. So just kind of call in and chime in and kind of hear what the Lord is saying to you today. So I definitely want you guys to be mindful and note the scriptures down that we have for the word of the Lord today. And we're definitely going to go to the word, but as we do, we're going to kind of go to our morning commercial, hear a little bit of Cree Perkins this morning and her Unblind Me. So we definitely will definitely get back with you guys in just a minute. So we'll be right back on that notion. Okay, so it's just so amazing how we, you know, we hear the voice of the Lord, and the mornings are so crucial because that's when the Lord really resonates with us. But we're going to go, like we said, to commercial, and we're going to listen to Cree and hear what she's saying in this season about Unblind Me.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey.
are back, and I'm morning at the Mansion Show this morning, and we're just so excited about today. And us kind of like, as we're going through today, kind of exposing some of the strategies of the enemy and how he kind of sets us up to actually pretty much be the actual puppet of our own lives and to the place of destruction and all of those things. And as we come, you know, to realize that we are definitely in this place of confusion and destruction and just totally being lost, and knowing that he definitely is, you know, controlling our minds and our hearts. And we just want to expose him today. And kind of this is our part two portion, so feel free to go back and listen to our show at blogtalkradio.com/mansion. And you can actually tune in and hear the first part of the show or any other show that you would love to go and listen to. But we're definitely in the conclusion of this portion, and we are so excited about the word of the Lord today, because this actually comes from John 10:10, where he does speak about that the enemy does come to steal, kill, and destroy. So that was one of the keynote scriptures that we would love for you to write down and kind of go back and resonate on the word that went forth previously on last week. So in this conclusion portion, we are going to go to the word of the Lord, and we're going to kind of go into the book, let's see where we're at right now. We're going to go into Mark. It'll be Mark 13:21. So that's where we're going to kind of flow up from today and hear what the Lord is saying. That's Mark 13:21, and I believe we're even going to maybe go down to 27, but we're going to read the word of the Lord, and it reads, well, y'all know I leave my little readers on, hold on, okay, that's Mark 13:21, and then, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not, for false Christs are false prophets, shall rise, and shall shew signs and wonders to seduce, if they were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. So that is, of course, you know, in Mark, that is Christ just kind of giving us, not kind of, he's giving us a full warning, telling us to take heed and hear what is really going on. And the word of the Lord is so true. And it will definitely come to pass to hear what God is saying to us in this season concerning the enemy and how he comes. You know, he'll come in a false way. He'll come as a, not only as a false prophet, but he'll have such an antichrist spirit, making you feel like he has all the answers for not only you, but even for the world today. So we just want to make sure that in this season that we take a stand and just be able to end identity theft, how the enemy is coming in and convincing us to steal our own identity, or actually just apprehend it and hand it over to him. And in this season, it is so rampant, and so this is a very serious place, you know, that that has really taken the nation. And I'm just so elated to be able to talk to the world today and put the enemy on notice and let him know that, you know, you have no new tricks. And even like in the previous show, we talked about how this really begins since the beginning of time, where he convinced Adam and Eve, you know, that first of all, that God was a liar, you know. So he's been in this place of deception and manipulation for a very long time. And, you know, it's up to us as the people of God to, you know, no longer allow him to do, because he can only do what we allow him to do. You know, so I just encourage the world to understand what's really going on in your place and in your heart, and how you have to just stand, you know, that's kind of that place of Ephesians 6. You want to put on the whole armor and understand that you have the power to be able to put on all that and protect yourself, and then lead and guide others by the spirit that is in you. Because people are watching the people of God today. You know, especially the people that are lost, they're just, you know, they're wanting to know how are they figuring it out? What are they doing? So we just want to walk this life out and be a light in such a dark time, you know. And these are perilous times, and how just the way of the world today, and how time is continuing to go on. But when you get into the Word of God, it continues to warn us and tell us to take heed and know that we know that we know. And the only way to know that is you have to have the most intelligent being in your life, and that is the Holy Spirit. And it's all-knowing, and it leads and guides us into all truth. And we talk about that all the time. But I'm telling you, that's how you know because of the one that is in you. And the one that is in you is all-knowing. He knows everything. So that's just a little bit of a nugget there, an enlightenment to really take the time to just, you know, walk it out every day. And even though the enemy's going to come and tell you, just like he did Adam and Eve, that, you know, you may want to think you know more than God, or maybe even just a straight-up lie and tell you that that's not true. But read it for yourself, you know, and see it for yourself, what God is saying to you, because he may be saying something to you totally different than he's saying to me, but it's still the same message. You know, you just may receive it totally different, you know, but that's what we're here to do, is to kind of open this up, elevate this word, shift it to the atmosphere, and just, you know, prayerfully hope that people have the ear to hear what God is saying to us in this season. So we're going to definitely keep, you know, go to the word, and we're going to kind of chime in, and even though Anthony's behind the scenes, we kind of want to get her totally involved into this amazing topic, you know, because even just from last week when we were teaching this, you know, he came anyway, you know, and he's trying to rest himself in our atmospheres and upon us and definitely minister to our hearts. But we have to give it back to him. Give him the word, because that was one of the things that I loved about when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when he definitely, you know, when he sweat the drops of blood, and when the hour was coming near that, you know, he had to fulfill the things of us for us today, you know, that we would have liberty and freedom. And one of the things, though, when he was in the desert, when the enemy came to him, when he was at his weakest point, you know, and please be mindful that he's coming, especially at your weakest point. But one thing that I do know for sure is that Christ, even though he was the man, he was God and Spirit, you know, the Trinity, one thing that he would do to the enemy, he would tell him the word. You know, he would say, it is written, you know, that man should not live by bread alone, because he was telling him, if you are really the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread, because he knew he was hungry. So with that being said, the enemy knows when you have that place of despair or depression or anxiety, the things that are not of the fruits of the Spirit. He will come and tell you, you know, that, you know, you might as well give it up, or you might as well, you know, move around, or whatever his interpretation is to you, because I believe that the Spirit deals with us differently, whether it's a spirit of a good, bad, or indifferent. It's going to deal with you the way that you really, really are, you know, and the way you would hear him. So you just have to get into the word. Even in, and my thing is to definitely, you know, to really do that impartation and make sure that you get into your word so that you can have it on the tablets of your heart. You don't always have to run and get your Bible, because that word is in you. And that's one of the things that Jesus did. You know, he didn't have a word. He was the word. And he would put the word on the enemy. And he would always tell him, no matter what the circumstance was, it is written. You know, and when you do that in the name and by the blood of Jesus, the word says that he will flee. Because at that point, you know, Jesus is the name above all names. You know, and you just have to do that and know that. You know that you know. So I'm just so excited about today, because it's so amazing, and I had such an amazing day yesterday, because I've just kind of been in a place contending for my children, and even though the circumstances may look one way, but knowing what the Word of God says, you know, and you just kind of hold on to it, and you get in position, and you make room for those things to manifest, and I'm just so grateful that she came and picked up all her furniture yesterday, America, I'm so excited about that, and she's, you know, getting herself together. So, Amber, I just want to say I'm so grateful, and I'm so excited about making great decisions, because when you make great decisions, you have great consequences, and that's kind of where I'm at. That was my yesterday, but I'm still kind of there, because it's so amazing when you stand on the promises of God, which are yea and amen. They always come to pass, but the most incredible thing about that is always in God's time, and it's never in our time. But we have to pretty much occupy until he comes. So, you know, even though in that essence of me believing, y'all know America, I always use myself and my situations to minister, you know, because that's we have to be transparent in these times, because if we're not, people can't relate, you know, and there's no perfect life. But we just know that we walk with the perfect one, and, you know, we are striving for perfection each and every day. And that's just a place of encouragement for you guys to know that when you are standing on the Word of God, you know, what God says is true, and it will come to pass, you know. So that's just a place of encouraging everyone to know that even when things look like they're not so great, because they probably aren't, okay, but know that they will be if you just continue to, you know, like we said, occupy until he comes. So we're definitely going to take a moment and kind of reset and regroup and definitely go to our commercial and hear what God is saying to us today and to you as well. So it's mostly important. And then, of course, we'll go to more of the Word, because I got to kind of work this out so I don't be scrambling, okay, and go to these amazing scriptures so that you can definitely be able to write them down and hear what God is saying to you for your experience today and exposing the enemy and the place of identity to that. Okay, we'll be right back with that. So I just want to continue to encourage the world, you know, and for you call and listeners out there, feel free to call in and kind of join with us. So we're going to go to our music and hear a little bit of Asaba, and we'll be right back.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
2700 West Park Road Drive. That is Pantego, Texas, hashtag Arlington, here in the Metroplex. And we're just so excited about being here and just being effective in our community and just being doing what we're called to do in this season and to carry out any other season. So we just want to be obedient to the Lord and just, you know, just have the ear to hear in our daily walk, you know, because this is a daily thing, you know, to just, because I'm telling you, sometimes the enemy comes and I just be wanting to be who I used to be and do what I mean. But, I mean, and that's just, you know, that's just keeping it real, you know, knowing that that old man always tries to come back up and resurface and try to run everything, but we have to continue to keep him under our feet and know that we have the power and the authority to be who we are called to be and just continue to walk it out and just love being a person who is, you know, in leadership. And definitely the main agenda is the kingdom agenda. We have to always line up and be that person, you know, and be the light in this ever so dark world, you know. And it doesn't have to be what it is, but it is what it is, you know. So we just want to continue in our topic today of identity theft and continue to go to the Word and expose the different strategies of the enemy that he has tried to use on us, even as he did in the Garden of Eden. You know, we kind of touched on that last week, and I was talking a little bit about how it's I could hear the song that Donna Lawrence sings in my spirit. I've been listening to that song all week, you know, that we have to get back to Eden, you know, and just live on top of the world, you know, and we can do that, you know. We have to just continue to press through and just know that the enemy has no new tricks since the garden, you know, and the Lord tells us, like we were talking earlier in John 10:10, that he comes to just steal, kill, and destroy. Not just that, but that is a mandate that he has since the beginning of time. And, you know, you just have to kind of turn around and tell him, you know, get thee behind me, you know, in the name of Jesus, you know. And the word says that he will flee. So just be mindful of that, because a lot of times, you know, we kind of get into complacent and we get into a place and say, you know, God's going to work it out. He done already worked it out, America. Okay? It's already worked out. And we just have to walk it out in the things that he's already worked out for us, you know, and know. It's just that place of knowing. And the more I get into this word, the more I hear the Lord showing us and telling us that we know. He does. He says, for that we know that. Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. You know, and there are a lot more scriptures, you know, that he definitely, you know, tells us in the word, for that we know. And the way that we know, like we talked about earlier, is we have to have that spirit man in us, the Holy Spirit, that gives us that knowing, because he knows all things, you know. So that's how we know, and just knowing that. So I just wanted to say that, and that's kind of like a real rich nugget today, you know, to kind of hold on to. And we're going to go to the Word, and let's see, I'll not put my glasses on. Okay. And we're going to go to the book of Ephesians. That's Ephesians 2:10. And this is amazing here, because in reading this scripture here, I really came into the knowledge, in the depth of the knowledge, that we are God's workmanship. You know, he works on us every day. He grooms us in our spirit man, and he grooms us in our faith. You know, he grooms us in our knowing and you know, and our purpose, you know, so that we would walk this thing out. But we're going to go to the Word, and it says in Ephesians 2:10 that, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And that's a short, sweet, but such a transparent word that, you know, God is telling us himself, for we are me, and just kind of make a declaration and make it personal. You know, I am his workmanship. He's working on me every single day to do good works, you know, that I may glorify him in the kingdom, you know, and just be able to know that, you know, that people are looking at our walks, because we all confess to be Christians and men and women of God, you know, and we have to really be true representatives, you know, for the kingdom and real ambassadors, you know, and have that tenacity and that zeal. And we have to have, and in that, when you have the heaviness of that, not in a bad way, but in a real way, that then the mantle of the valor is put on us, and that's that warrior, mighty warrior spirit, you know, because it is, we talked about this on the last show, it's a lot of warfare, you know, when you're dealing with, first of all, fighting through life's everyday challenges, and that's that natural place, and then in that supernatural place, it's where the enemy comes in and he tries to whisper in our ear and make us feel like we're less than what we really, really are. And, you know, I used to, in my past, you know, allow that to happen to me. And then I would be like, how in the world did I get here? You know, how did I end up here? Especially when you know you didn't come from that, you know. And I just remember so vividly, you know, over a decade ago, decade and a half, almost two, you know, serving the enemy notice saying, you know what, I didn't come from that, and I'm not going to be able to do that. And, you know, I know who I am, you know. And then when I began to be courageous in my spirit man and know who I was and just step up on that platform and begin to walk my life out, all the things that the Lord had for me were already there. You know, I just walked in and just possessed them and began to really understand, you know, who I was and in that place of authority. And you know, taking that, you know. And then not only that, I believe we were in Peter where he talked about, it was 1 Peter 2:9, that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, you know, which means that we are heirs. We are in the kingdom, and we have a king, you know. And knowing that doesn't have to really happen in just the natural, but in that place of the supernatural, and knowing that we're heirs and joint heirs, you know, and that everything that God has for us, it belongs to us. So we just have to gird up. We talked about that in our, I believe it was Ephesians 6, putting on the whole armor. But also the word talks about girding up in Proverbs as a virtuous woman. And as women, we can gird up. And we can really, you know, be that virtuous woman. And that's why this conference that we're having, in January, I believe it's January 28th, and we're going to kind of like talk about that on our matching calendar, but the conference itself is so amazing because it is about the gathering of the virtuous women. But the conference itself is called The Bling of the Earth, A Virtuous Woman's Mindset, and it's all about shifting the mindset, because once your mind is set, then everything else will come under subjection of the knowing. See, everything starts here. And I always say the heart, too, because once your mind and your heart is lined up, and that's such a representation of the cross on the parallel instead of the horizontal, because remember, we taught on this in some previous shows, that on the cross, the most the amazing part of the cross is the lengthy part. That's pretty much the parallel. That's you and God. And the horizontal represents you and people. That's why it's the shortest portion of the cross, and just always stand lined up, you know, and having that amazing relationship with God. And the more time that you spend with him, the more you get to know him, and that is how you know the difference between the voices. When you know that that is God speaking to you, and you remember the Bible says, for that we know, that we know that we know. Because when you do that, it's just like me spending time with my children or my husband. I see them every day, and that is my, you know, portion of my mornings too, spending time with the Lord and having an ear to hear him and having a conversation with him. It's really a place of intimacy. You know, the more intimate you are with him, because he loves us so much, the more you hear him. So when the enemy does come, you know that's not God. You already know. So, you know, you don't even have time for that. You know, you just serve him notice and you put him on the run instead of allowing him to put you on the run, you know. So just be mindful of that. And, you know, y'all know I kind of go off into these places, but, you know, but that's just the Lord taking us into that place of surety and having that blessed assurance, knowing that Christ is really, you know, he is on our team. He is our Father, you know, God, and just knowing that he gave us all these nuggets of being able to give them back to the enemy, doing what he used to do. So, and still, and he's still doing that, you know. But he's given us the power to do this in the land today, and you know, take it by force and just walk it out. You know, we talk about that every day too. It's that's a very important part of this walk. Is every day you just step higher, and you know, knowing we talked about it, it's kind of funny, but we talked about that waving the white flag, you know, and on that mountaintop, and just the place of surrenderance. You know, and just, you know, the Lord said that, you know, he will give us dreams and visions. And that's how, you know, that's why I want to encourage you to be able to spend more time with God. Give yourself an extra 30 minutes, you know, set your alarm to wake up a little bit earlier just to have a little talk with Jesus, you know, and tell him all about your troubles. Y'all remember that song, okay? But that's really serious, you know, and that's kind of that old school, you know, with our grandparents, you know, you would hear them in there singing and wailing and spending time with God. And then when we would go to church, we would hear the deacons, you know, and on the mourner's bench. And, you know, if we get back to that, that's what I get back to eat, you know, and live on top of the world. And just because I look back at those times, especially with my papa and my parents, they would, you know, they were so sure of their life, and they had already lived it, and it was their portion to hand that off to us, you know, and make sure that we were able to, you know, make great decisions. And that's why the book of Proverbs is so amazing, because it gives you that place to flow in wisdom, you know. And when you flow in that wisdom, I'm telling you, it's really the antidote to making great decisions and being connected to great people. It's nothing but goodness and mercy. And the Lord says that in his word, in Proverbs, I believe, that it will follow us all the days of our life. So when I look behind me now, I don't see no past. I see goodness and mercy following me. So, you know, Auntie, how do you feel about that?
I feel real good about it.
Isn't that amazing?
It is like, oh my goodness. Right now I'm at that moment of be still.
Ooh,
and know.
Okay.
And so I'm just basking in all of that. And just thank God for just all that he is, all that mm-hmm. he does. Just an amazing Father.
He is.
So, you know, I'm just taking in the word and just enjoying
this. But you look, it's all over you, you know. It's all over you. And that's why we have to let our light shine for men and women, you know, that they would see our good works, you know. But that's just the Christ in us, you know. So it's just amazing, you know, to I think a lot of people, especially our younger generation, because I'm sure we used to think like this too, that, you know, when you're living for Christ, you know, that it's boring.
No.
Is that right? That's a lot, right? That's what I'm saying. That's a lot from the enemy, you know, and that's why I try to have such a contagious spirit, you know, for people to, because people ask me all the time, do you wake up like that? I mean, you're like, hello, how many cups of coffee you had? I'll be like, just one, okay? Just one. America, but, you know, that's just one of the things I enjoy in the morning is a cup of coffee and the word, you know, and a few conversations with the Lord. And most of the time after I talk to him, I just kind of sit there and hear, but have the ear to hear and get the instructions for the day, you know, and just try to be the best Marlo I can be, you know, and to make him proud every single day, because we all know that tomorrow's not promised. And just in case we don't wake up. Well, I can say me. Just in case I don't wake up tomorrow, I will be in the face of the King. And I will be walking in the palace, okay? On the streets of gold and all these amazing, beautiful walls of jasper and all the beautiful stones. You know, that's why we have to do this conference of it, because he says that we are far more than. I mean, when he illustrates that in the word, he talks to us women as if we're diamonds. Well, but he didn't say we are. He said we're far more than. And rubies, okay? So that's what's so amazing about the word of God, you know, and how he is just loving on us, you know. And then there's these chapters of wisdom, and then there's these chapters of armor. And then, you know, he gives us the instruction to, you know, live this life out and walk it out. And because my dad always referred to this book as a book, of instruction before leaving Earth, the B-I-B-L-E, okay? But it's such a glorious life, and it really is, you know, and the struggles do come. They come, you know, and what we have to do is say, you know, God, I know you're here anyway, you know, and then there's a place of what we want, when we want it, and it ain't even about, and God didn't even say that was for us. That's for somebody else, you know, and we have to know that the things that God has for us are for us, or for me. Y'all gotta go back to me. What he has for me is for me. What he has for you is for you, you know, and not just be in this place of coveting our neighbor. And even though that's the law, but now we're under grace, and hey, we can have all things. We can do all things, you know, through him who strengthens us. You know, that's just a part of the kingdom, you know, because when you're in the kingdom, you know, you're hanging out with the king. And, wow, that's a place of total royalty, and that's that royal priesthood. Okay, but I just wanted to express that. But we are in the book of Ephesians, and we're going to stay there. So we're going to go to Ephesians 4. That's 4:20 through 23. So let me turn. Y'all know if I can find them. And put the glasses on. There they are. That's Ephesians 4:20, and it says through 23. I think that's where we're going to stop. But you never know what God got in store. Okay. So that is Ephesians 4, and it reads, "But ye have not so learned Christ. If so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations do the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and holiness." So that is such an amazing topic where the Lord is telling us that we can become new, and we have to put on that new man. You know, remember we were talking about that a little bit earlier. I was saying that with my own self, you know, that old man tries to rise up and come and be clicking on people and just acting up, you know, how we used to do, you know. But when we put on the new man, which is the Spirit of God, and when Christ is, you know, leading and guiding us, well, the Holy Spirit is, and Christ is in our lives, you know, we are going to have that place of righteousness and true holiness in our lives. So that's one of the things that that the Holy Spirit is pointing out to us, and it talks about, and I'm telling you, the book of Ephesians is an amazing book as well, especially for when he's talking to us about, I'm telling you, about everything, you know, long-suffering, bearing, about being with one another in love. He talks to us about enduring. He talks to us about speaking the truth in love, and that's amazing how we can really apprehend that spirit of love, because the word also says that love covers a multitude. It covers everything. And when we open our mouths, we want to speak truth, but we want to do it in the spirit of love, that we may grow up into him in all things, which Christ is the head. You know, and when he is the head of our lives, that's how we can really be the gentle giants, you know, because when you are in that and you have that kingdom mantle on you, you're so powerful, and you do become a giant, but you want to be a gentle giant, you know, and you want to speak to every man in truth, especially to your neighbor. We don't want to function in anger, because anger leads us into sin, and we want to sin not, you know. So we don't want to be corrupt. We want to be in communication, and we want to have sweetness coming about out of our mouth, which takes us to a place of edifying people, you know, lifting people up, becoming a pillar. Not just the community, but in our lives and our ministries, and definitely in our churches, because I tell you, the spirit of hindrance is running so rampant today. And as we come together and congregate and assemble ourselves, and I'm trying to remember what the scripture is where he talks about, you know, I believe it's in Proverbs. You know, you can't take the speck out of somebody else's eye, and you got a big plank in yours. Because first of all, you're not even going to be able to get to me with the spit, because you got the big plank and it's knocking me upside the head. okay? And that's just being honest. You know, we have to know that we have to do things in the spirit of love and truth, you know, and that's why the Holy Spirit is so important. And I know I continue to say this, but I can't stress this enough, that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. And it really does. And see, the Bible also talks about that people are coming into a time now that they would rather believe a lie than the truth, you know, and people sell out so much for a lie. Because the Bible also talks about the place of having itching ears. You just want to hear what's good. You don't want to hear the truth. You want people to just tickle your fancy. Not you in particular, America. I'm just saying. Okay. That's just the word of God. And, you know, just being able to recognize that for what it is and allowing the enemy to get, telling him, you got to get back. Get somewhere. You have no room here. You know, I want to walk in the fruits of the Spirit and not those things that are not of God. But I just wanted to kind of, you know, talk about that and resonate in the Word, because there's so many nuggets in this book of Ephesians where he talks about all of that. So the one, and I believe it's, I don't know exactly, I think it's six. Yes, it's six chapters in this book. But the Lord talks to us about how to pray and how, you know, to not yield to our prayer, and to, he just talks about a lot of things. But most of the, that he's telling us here is all about our communication and conversation. He's talking to us about that. And it's a book of exhortation, really. And the word exhortation means it's to lift people up, to edify, to speak great things. So that's why it's so important to get into these different books and kind of hear what God is saying to you concerning your walk and, you know, being fruitful and faithful and loving and compassionate, you know, and passionate. You know, that's two different words, but they stand kind of side by side. One's just a little taller than the other word. But I just, you know, I just love hearing what God is saying to me, and I kind of resonate on those nuggets every day, whether it's the written word or just the spoken word, and just knowing that he loves us enough to give us the opportunity on this platform to be able to speak to the world and to encourage people to call in and chime in with us and just, you know, write in, just whatever is the best form of communicating and conversing with one another in what God is saying to us. But I did write a conclusion in the study of this word because this is the last portion of the topic of identity theft. But the conclusion is we have to study God's word to find salvation and truth and avoid the deception, the devil, or the enemy. But he is the devil. We're just going to call him what he is, okay? Identify and know the real Jesus, okay, because we talked about in the word, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 11 talks about the falseness and how people are going to come and say they're Christ, or look over there, y'all see Christ, it ain't Christ, okay? Just, but the word does tell us that identify and know that the real Jesus and reject false Christians or false Christs and their teachings. Also, we have to understand that God is the only one that can give you a true spiritual identity, okay? And that sin will rob you of it all. So really, it's totally up to us having a made-up mind, we talked about that earlier, and a made-up heart to know that, you know, God gives us, you know, this authority place in the land today, possessing the land, destructing the land, speaking that into the atmosphere, because our words are so powerful. That's how the world was created. God spoke a word, and it was created. You know, and a lot of times we speak things into our own minds, and we have to be very careful because that is such a sensitive place, you know, speaking things into existence. And once they go out, they will perform. Those words will perform. So that's why it's always good to, like Ephesians 4 was talking about, we have to speak in a spirit of love, you know, that we will speak greatness over people, you know, and to acknowledge the amazing things in them. You know, and especially because, you know, you have, especially speaking of our younger generation, you have people that you know, have fallen away from the word, especially in our generation. I can say in our generation that people have kind of fallen away and they tried it God's way. And see, the thing about that, that's what they say. I tried it God's way. That didn't work for me. Well, it didn't work because you didn't wait. You know, we have to wait on God and we have to wait for the right time. But I can say today, prophetically, that he is in a right now season. That's that faith, Hebrews 11 and 1. It says now faith. And you have to know that's a right now faith. You know, some people say, well, someday and one day, but how about today? Today is the day that you decree and declare that my life will never be the same. And you have the power and the authority to do so, you know. And when you speak that over your life, then it will perform. But just know you have to be patient and wait on God's time. It's all it's like a sowing and reaping effect as well as we speak things into the atmosphere. So that's just amazing. Just wanted to kind of share that with you guys today and know that we are very powerful people. And there's power in numbers as well. You know, when you can have an assembling of believers that come together for the same agenda, nothing hidden, but the same agenda, I'm telling you, I mean, it would be a suddenly and immediately thing. And I just was thinking about my pastor because he taught on that or preached on that. But I love to see him flow in that place of right now, a sudden and immediately thing. And that's just the way the Lord is moving right now. And you have to believe it. It's a lot about what we believe. No, it's all about what we believe. You know, if you believe it, it will come to pass for you. So I just encourage you to get in your word, make sure you write these scriptures down, and we will kind of go back over them just a little bit before we go to our mansion calendar, America. Okay. So our scriptures are 1 Peter 2 and 9. I'm going to kind of slow it down so I don't go too fast. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 7. Luke 21 and 8, Mark 13, 21 through 23, and Ephesians, that's Ephesians 2 and 10, and Ephesians 4 and 20. Ephesians 4, I'm sorry, 4, 20 through 23. So those are the most amazing things as far as the scriptures are concerned, about how to kind of, how to pretty much get a handle on really serving the enemy notice concerning your identity. And, you know, you just have to draw the line in the sand. Y'all know how we used to do when we was kids. Okay. We would draw the line in the sand. And when we did that, and by the way, we did have some dirt roads. Okay. It was sand for real. And we did. And you couldn't cross it, but they couldn't cross it either. So that's what you kind of want to do with the enemy. You have to do that in that supernatural place. Hey, the line, it stops here, buddy. We're going to draw a line, and you're not going to come across it, and I'm not going to, and actually, I'm just done with you. I'm not going to be able to do that. That's what you have to do, you know, and be confident in it. And even though sometimes we do have our times of despair, you know, that we feel like, oh, my God, God's not listening to me. God does not, but he really, really does. He says that he will never leave us or forsake us. And you just have to hold him to his word, because sometimes I'll be like, God, now come on, right here. You say it. And that's just my way of conversating with him. You said right here in your word that you would never leave me and never forsake me. And then for me personally, that peace comes over us or myself, and it surpasses anything that I was even talking about. You know, and I just get up from that place and walk it out and really never talk about it again, you know. But so I just encourage the world today to know that you know that you know that you are victorious. You have the victory in who you are, who Christ has made you to be, have the purpose, know what your purpose is. And just in case you don't know, you can always come and we can walk it out and find out who you really are, and just to teach you how to resonate and stay in that place. And your life will never be the same. It's just so amazing. But what we're going to do at this moment, we're going to go commercial, and then we're going to come back with our mansion calendar and kind of talk about all that good stuff that is happening here in the month of September at our mornings at the mansion. Okay, so we'll be right back. These are amazing fashion. So, ladies, feel free to come out for your I Am Fabulous. And I think it's a cocktails and fashions event. And I'm just so excited about this. And it's this Friday the 9th. I believe it's from 6:30?
6 to 9.
6 to 9. Okay, so y'all heard it. Excellent. So that's amazing. Feel free to come out. And then the next day, it's Saturday, September the 10th. This is amazing. We have our Mansion Spa, which has transitioned America in an amazing way with Glam Spa Skin Gym. And the actual new owners for that amazing business is Sherry Johnson and Sandra Bush. These are two ladies who have an incredible vision of New Dimension. I mean, these ladies have, they already ready. They went in and transitioned and got some beautiful paint. It's refreshing. Wow. So I'm telling you, feel free to go on their pages, Skin Gym, and kind of figure it out and hear it out. And go to the manager's blog, see what's going on, how things are new. So we'll be posting all of that. So I'm so excited for these ladies. And this announcement is just like what that is. The third Friday of this month, we do this event quarterly. It is our treasure swap. Treasure swap. That's this Friday, okay? And that's not this Friday, it's the third Friday of this month, the month of September. And then, last but not least, our October event is the 21st. It's our Red Gala. So I'm telling you, you ladies, if you're getting ready, geared up for this gala, feel free to go on Eventbrite, get your tickets. They're $50 a ticket. Come by the mansion, get your tickets. I'm telling you, those tickets are selling so fast. This is going to be amazing. Guys, come on out. And we will have this event at the Pantego Lions Club here in Pantego, Texas. Hashtag on. So we're going to kind of sign out for this week. So great to hear, you know, to see you guys. Y'all probably, I can't see y'all, but I know y'all can see me. So we are so excited about this. And we will see you guys on Tuesday at 10 a.m. And feel free to call in or just let us know you're checking us out, okay? Chat us on Facebook, whatever, however, but we'll see you guys then, okay?